I always used to be quite good at mathematics, physics, etc. And these are really black or white subjects. You're either right or you're wrong. And that's a way of thinking I have in my mind. So when I started to trade a discretionary method in the beginning of my trading, it just didn't fit with me. There was no right or wrong. There was a lot of feeling around it, and that's something that didn't work for me. So the mechanical strategy really helps because it just is the way I think. So why not use it as in trading as well? That's also something I also tell my students, to really find something that fits with your way of thinking, not just something because someone else is doing it, but does it fit with how you think? And yeah, the mechanical part about mechanical engineering that I didn't follow really, really helped me here.
That was a clip from my latest podcast session on A Trader's Life, when I was talking with Forex trader Cass Damon. 2 years of hard work and lots of backtesting before he cracked it, Cass tells me. And this is a guy good at maths. Listen to the full episode later today to find out how he did it.